when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all. All you precious Blood River Radio people out there, wherever you are. Also, a big happy birthday to my wife. Today was her birthday. As much as it was, and believe it or not, I did not forget it. I even had a card and had some really top-of-the-line candy from this place called Denstool's Candy. Mom and Pop candy makers here in Memphrica, and they really know what they're doing. I got chocolate, by the way, dark chocolate, just in case she can't eat it all. Anyway, that's kind of on the side. A rabbit trail, as people will say, that I'm notorious for. But anyway, who are you listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, the proud founder and host of Blood River Radio. We are proudly, proudly syndicated all over creation by Liberty News Radio, by the old Sam. By the way, I was just telling the Jay Meister before the break that we promoted Sam through by the authority invested in me. We promoted Sam to the Mormon Pope. And now the J Meister, he is the Baptist Pope. So you're in with some big, high, important people here. Anyway, I'll just aside, it is October the 25th in the year of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. And there is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. That is it. I don't care what anybody says. You don't need no preacher. You don't need no pope. You don't need nothing. You don't even need the Bible. All you need is to accept. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your lips that Jesus is God, that he was Lord, and he was raised on the third day after. That's all there is. You shall be saved. It says so in the Bible. You know, and so if that's not true, then if one thing in the Bible is false, the whole damn thing is false. Anyway, that's it, folks. That's it. But anyway, like I said, you're listening to Eddie Miller, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we're going to have a dynamite program tonight. We got a guy. I will give you the outline in a minute, but as you well know, this is a Christian radio program, and we don't do anything. We always start out with a prayer. So if my learned colleague, my younger brother in arms is ready to go, we'll just ask him to take us to the Lord in a prayer. Will, you ready to take us to the hope I don't catch you flat-footed, son. Would you like to say the Blood River Radio prayer?
You bet. I'd be glad to.
Yes, sir.
Dear Lord in heaven, thank you for this Saturday evening. And Lord, I just pray that this broadcast, Lord, will go out through the hills and hollers across this land, Lord, and all across your creation, and that your people, Lord, will hear our voice, and that your truth, Lord, will fall on their ears, and it will be hidden away in the minds and hearts of our people, O God, so that they may be more enlightened, Lord, and educated and uplifted to do your work. And Lord, that's what I ask now for me and my brother Eddie, that you will strengthen us, O God, so that we can do the heavy lifting of your work here amongst your people. And Lord, I just pray that your kingdom will be established here, O Lord, as it was promised to us. And Lord, that we will just be good servants and workers for you, doing the work of truth, O God. And I just pray that you'll bless this broadcast now and be with us over the next few hours. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much, Brother Will. I know you're a hardcore Christian. Do great prayers, and it's not, you know, it's what comes from the heart. And I know anybody that's listened to Will anytime at all will know he's a great Christian. And before I forget, Will has his own podcast, has his own program, and it is a Christian program. As a matter of fact, it's called Scriptures for America, I do believe. Will, if you will, tell our family on the Red Blood River Radio how they can tune in and listen to you there.
You bet. Every Saturday morning, me and a couple of guys, I'm just there helping more than anything. That's what I'm called to do. But you can go to Scriptures for America. SFAWBN.com or SFAWBN.com. And we, every Saturday morning from 8 o'clock Central to 10 o'clock Central, we just talk about the world's events in light of scripture and how it affects our people. It's a good program, and I'm very, very thankful to be on that. But you can tune into Scriptures for America at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for scripturally accurate truth and preaching and teaching from the late pastor, Peter John Peters. If people are familiar with old Pat, Pastor Pete, he carried the torch for many, many years and was just a champion for our people, and I'm proud to be associated with that group.
You know what? I remember Pastor Pete. I can't believe it's been like 20 years since I started this radio business. It's been about 20 years. Matter of fact, I've known James Edwards for like 25 years. We were in the we did political campaigns together. None of our candidates ever won, of course. Mm-hmm. And this leads to another little rabbit trail. One time we were pushing this guy named Austin Farley hard, I think, for the 7th District State House in Tennessee. And we had a pretty good little vote total going. We were home together watching the news. And we had, I'll just say, 25,000 votes. Well, we went, and this actually happened to us. 25,000 votes, doing pretty good. We went to a news break on the TV, come back, and we like had 12,000 votes. We had lost half of our votes and disappeared. I'm not kidding you. And you did, and you could not get any answers anywhere. Austin Farrell, I guess he's gone by the wayside. We, matter of fact, a lot of guys went to the wayside. When I first started, people tried to get rid of me. To James's credit, he kept me on. He said, the bombardier's done nothing. He hadn't done anything wrong, but it got too hot. I know you people won't believe that about me, but we got way yonder too hot. And, Jess Bonds, Austin Farley, they couldn't stand the heat, man, so they had the rock and roll anyway. But that's another little historical tidbit. We've been in this business a long time. And believe it or not, I kind of got myself sidetracked there. But, you know, we got this new guy named, well, he's been on several times, Will Franklin, and I sure like the guy. We're joined at the hip. You know what? And with me, it's not so much your intellect, and it's not so much your God-given talent. It's your spirit. It's your heart.
I appreciate that, Eddie.
It's true. And you, I mean, not that you don't have a great intellect, but we're kind of joined at the soul, because and we both believe in doing what it takes to get it done. And I think you know people know what I mean. I'll just say this one thing. I know I'm going on a rabbit trail. And my dear brother, Paul Fromm, and I've asked him, I don't want to put him on the spot too much, but that guy has gone to thousands of protests. I think I was talking to Will about this the other day off when we were talking in a private conversation. Thousands of protests. By the way, this is totally unscripted. I've got to hurry up and get back what we're going to talk about. And I'll talk about thousands and thousands of protests since the 1960s. He's at one today, I guarantee you, if it's not having a, if they're not having a blizzard. But I want to say, were you better off in 1969 than you were in 68? Mm-hmm. Were you better off in 75 than you were in the 60s? Were you better off in the 80s, better off in the 90s? In other words, we're worse off now than we've ever been. So are these protests doing any good? So I say no. I say we have to do something else. And you know what? We're going to come up with something else right now. Believe it or not, this rabbit trail leads into what we're going to talk about. The Will told me. I knew some stuff was going on in Ireland, but I didn't know it was hot as it is over there. Will, before we go to the break, we got about a minute and a half, I think. Tell our family on Blood River Radio what our Irish brothers are doing over there in Dublin.
Earlier this week, I got a little more of the story, Eddie, so I'll kind of open her up, and after the break we can stretch her out a little bit. But what happened is Ireland, much like the rest of Christendom, has been invaded by brown people from all the corners of the earth in North Africa, Libya and Tunisia, Morocco, places like that. They have really hit Ireland hard. And what happened was there was a serial rapist who had been convicted and had been in the penal system there in Ireland. And the man was from Tunisia, a black guy, African from Tunisia. And Eddie, he raped a 10-year-old little Irish girl, little white Irish girl. And in all of the wisdom of the court system and the prison system there in Ireland, they released this guy just scot-free out onto the streets in Dublin. And this caught wind and started getting spread around in Dublin. And our people, my people, you know, I come from some Irish people back in my ancestry. Our people, our Christian brothers and sisters, you know, the founding stock of this country, they yes. decided they were going to do something different. And that's what we'll talk about when we get back, Eddie.
And, you know, most people in the South, a majority of the white people have Scottish-Irish in them. Also, people like me yeah. have a little bit of German. So we'll be right back, folks. After this break, it's going to be a short break. Don't be gone long.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
A bean, this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. Thank you for putting up with all my blurps and all my rabbit trails. Listen, I meant to say I got too carried away with all my rabbit trails on the first break of the first segment. But we always announce the donors too. Without donors, we could not. There's no way in hell we could do this program, and there's no way in the hell we could do what we have planned in the future. But old Biscuit down yonder in the swamps of Florida, I don't know what I'd do with that Biscuit. He's like a bartender, a priest. If I was a Orthodox or Catholic, we talk a lot. You know, a lot of my other people, we talk a lot. But he sent his not a great donation in for just the other. Well, I think it was just yesterday. And also, I'd like to say something about while we're talking about my precious little brother and sister, Pam and Dennis Adams. I'm going to be seeing them in April, I think. And I'm so excited about seeing them. And some other people we're going to be seeing in April, God willing, April or May, whatever. But anyway, not to give out too much information to our distractors. But they sent in a donation the other day, and they also, I'll have to send a photograph of the Blood River Radio flag that Miss Pam, I don't know if you call that needlepoint or crochet, whatever it is, but she made the Blood River Radio flag that I designed myself, and she crocheted it. She presented that to me in South Carolina at the last TPC family reunion. We were all together. Anyway, there I go from another rabbit trail, but I'd like to thank all of our donors so much. I just love them to death. We have some of them. For instance, I'm looking. I'm not going to say this one more thing. I'm right now looking at Jay-Z from AZ, and I'm looking at a car, and it says the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Jay-Z was there, fellow combat guy, and he paid the price. He was up close and personal with the BC, and they got him, but he survived. But he's a great guy. I love that guy to death, and he supports us. He really does. But anyway, that's just one of the people that keep this program going. But I'm looking, if Jay-Z's listening, I'm looking at your car right now, Jay-Z. It's a beautiful Purple Heart, brother. I'm sorry you had to get it, but I'm sorry you survived. Anyway, that rabbit trail out of the way. We'll go back right back to Will, if you will. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't derail you too much, Brother Will, but finish telling us about what. And also, these Irish people, Will is telling you, this is the blueprint for action that we need to take here in the United States, especially in the South, because Blood River Radio, we're always talking about solutions. So anyway, go ahead and finish up what you're going there, Brother Will. Hope I didn't sidetrack you too much.
No, not at all. Not at all. So what happened was kind of like a wildfire. These Irish folks, real Irish folks, like the white Dubliners, the native Irish people, they decided, well, I'll tell you the way I look at it, Eddie, it's in us. The law is written on our heart as far as followers of Christ. And what happened in Dublin this week is very reminiscent of us as Americans in our own founding. And you see, we believe, or we should believe at least, governments exist to protect the rights of the individuals. They don't give rights. They're there to protect the rights. And when a government fails to protect the rights of the individual, it is incumbent upon the individuals, the people, to take care of themselves. And that's what happened in Dublin this week, Eddie. They let a serial rapist, a man that doesn't even belong in Ireland, who is not an Irish citizen, who has victimized Irish citizens in the worst way. A 10-year-old innocent little girl was raped by this man. They let him back on the sidewalks and the cobblestone streets of Dublin, Ireland. And you know what the people in Dublin did, Eddie? They said, we're not going to stand for this. If the government and the judicial system won't take care of this, we will. And you can call it a riot, you can call it a protest, I call it justice. What they did was they took to the street early in the week, Eddie, and I watched lots and lots of raw cell phone footage that didn't make it to the BBC or Sky News to be broadcast across the world. And what happened was these folks, they sharpened up their pitchforks and they lit their torches, Eddie, and they hit the sidewalk. And I'm going to tell you, there wasn't a brown man that could be found. Because if you were walking down the street and you look something like a Tunisian, well, let me tell you, they were picking up at whatever was at hand, fire pokers and cricket bats or whatever, and they were administering justice. And that was the first night. The second night, Eddie, there wasn't, I mean, an immigrant couldn't be found. And I'm going to tell you, I watched a cell phone video where a local just guy with a cell phone was interviewing this fellow on the sidewalk, and they were marching down the street, Eddie, there in Dublin. I can't tell you what street it was, but there was, I don't know, but probably 200 of them. And this guy said, what are y'all doing? And this fellow said, the cowards won't come out, so we're going to them. And like an old-fashioned rat killing, Eddie, let me tell you what they did. they surrounded a immigrant hotel. A hotel that had been co-opted by the government of Ireland to house these North Africans that had invaded Ireland. They surrounded it and they set it on fire. And they flanked that hotel. Anybody that's ever done a rat killing, you go in there to the corn crib or whatever and you start smoking those jokers out. And when they come out, you hit them with your stick or you shoot them with your .22 pistol or whatever, because the rats will scurry to get away. And that's what they did. They surrounded that immigrant hotel. They set it on fire and waited, Eddie, for these guys to run out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. And it may sound like I'm glorifying this, and I hope it does. Because that's the intent. That's the intent. I was proud. And let me tell you what I was proud of, Eddie. So many times I have seen similar incidents across the country, in this country, in other parts of Europe, where our people that are wearing badges and patches that say police on them or whatever the case may be, they're there protecting people who aren't citizens that the law doesn't apply to because they're not citizens. They have no rights. They're foreign invaders, and they're protecting them over their own people. That did not happen this week in Dublin. There were uniformed members of the Dublin Constabulary that were standing on the sidewalk watching their fellow citizens walk down the street to burn down a hotel, Eddie. And they did. And to my knowledge, not one of them got arrested. And now I got asked today, well, did the guy who did the raping, was he caught? I have no clue. I don't know if they got him or not, Eddie. But I will tell you this, it was probably pretty plain. If you're a Tunisian and you're in Dublin, you're not welcome anymore. I think they made that pretty doggone plain. And I'm going to be remiss if I don't say this, Eddie. And I want to say this and get it, and we can change the subject or keep talking about it, whatever you want to. But I will say this, my friend. The Bible, the Holy Scripture, God's law, and I mean all 66 books, the 44 in the Old Testament, the 22 in the New Testament, my friend, there is two forms of justice when it comes to the transgression of law against God's people. All right, now I'm talking about one person to the other. There's two. There's retribution and there's execution. That is the punishment. That is scriptural punishment. And retribution is for your theft crimes and your property crimes where amends can be made. I accidentally kill your cow. I accidentally burn down your barn, whatever the case may be. Retribution can be made on that. But when you steal the innocence of a 10-year-old little girl, Eddie, there's only one form of justice that is appropriate, and that is what our people set out to do this week in Dublin, because the law is written on their heart. It is clearly defined. You're a rapist. You may get to rape one time, but they take that out of the gene pool. The Bible says so. And I guess you would say I'm fired up, Eddie, but it is heartening to me to see our people saying enough's enough. If this is what the government calls ruling over our people, that they will take racial strangers, non-citizens, people that the law don't apply to from the beginning because they broke the law to be where they're at, and give them preference over their own people, then the responsibility falls to them to step in and provide justice. And by God, that is what happens, Eddie.
You know, you are on fire. I really appreciate you bringing that news here, and I'm gonna add to it. I certainly do not want to leave that right now, and I can't preach to our Irish brothers. But here's what I would say: if I was over there in Ireland, I was one of them, I'd say, boys, men, we've done great, but we're not done. We still have another step to go. We're going to have to go to this. If we were in the United States, we're going to have to go to the state houses, to the county commissioners, to the governors, and to United States State House. And we're going to have to go in with a bayonet affixed, and we're going to have to say, your services are no longer needed. You can get your ass out of these government houses peacefully, or we can bring you out with no vital signs. That's what we have to do. They have to go in there before, because you know what? If they don't go in there and rid themselves of the king rats, they're getting the little rats out of those hotels, those nigs out of those hotels, but they need to go in there and get the governmental leaders, the traitors that sold their own white Irish citizens down the drain for a bunch of nigs from North Africa. But that's what they have to do. Go ahead, Will. Go ahead, son.
No, I want to jump in because I feel strongly that, and I know we're coming to a break, but we need to be telling our people what's happening right now. And there's the break. I'll pick it up when we come back, Eddie.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad we got this, because this was a solution. The Irish gave us a solution. We have to pick it up and run with it. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that. We'll come back to this break. Be right back, folks. We'll be right back.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is on a three-country sprint in Asia as the government shutdown drags on at home. Here's Julie Walker with more.
President Trump is heading to Asia for his first trip this term to the continent, where he's expected to try to strike up investment deals, work through trade talks, and further some peace efforts. The main event, a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in South Korea. Trump left the White House late Friday night for a long-haul flight that has him arriving in Malaysia on Sunday morning, the first stop on a three-country sprint. Trump will also meet with Japan's new Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi. I'm Julie Walker.
Consumer prices increased 3% in September from a year earlier. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump has correctly targeted energy prices.
When energy costs fall, that just doesn't just mean you're paying less for energy. Everything else tends to fall in price because energy is a component of everything that we produce and buy in America.
More hope for cheaper oil prices. The Trump administration finalized plans to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to potential oil and gas drilling.
President Trump, in his address to Congress earlier this year,
drill, baby, drill.
Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts passed over the summer called for at least 4 lease sales within the refuge over a 10-year period.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth. And by far,
the decision renews the debate over whether to drill in one of the nation's wilderness areas. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. transportation chief is warning flight delays and disruptions will get worse starting next week. Most air traffic controllers have been showing up to work despite the government shutdown, but that could change. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com for Think Factor.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. I couldn't wait to get to this this article we're talking about. When I talked to Will about it the other day, it just set me on fire. So I'm going to shut my ass up and go right back to Will. Go ahead, Will.
You bet, Eddie. When we were going to the break, we were just continuing to talk about what was going on in Dublin. And I told Eddie what I wanted to do. So I want to speak to our people here. And by people, I mean our white Christians, brothers and sisters, because these people that attend these Schofield churches, these Judeo-Christian churches, they're just aghast at this, that these folks would go out into the street and seek justice for this little 10-year-old girl. You know, don't you just love these two Tunisian men and what they're doing to our people? You know, you love the sin, love the sinner and hate the sin, right, Eddie? Well, I'm gonna tell you folks, okay? There is a time for anger. There is a time for righteous anger. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, demonstrated that to us. I've said this on the show before, and I'm going to say it again. It is clearly spelled out in Scripture what Jesus did when he got angry. He fashioned a whip and walked into the temple and beat the hell out of those Jewish money changers that were inside the temple that had defiled his father's house.
Yes,
and
he did.
Talk about premeditated, Eddie, that he fashioned his own weapon to go seek immediate justice. Not justice in the afterlife, like they'll tell you, oh, they'll get theirs one day, Eddie, don't worry. No, Jesus Christ made sure they got theirs right then and there. And here is the key, Eddie, and I want to share a scripture with you, and I will show you the evidence of what happened in Dublin. Our people, Christendom, our white brothers and sisters, I will extol this on all of you. That the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Christians in Ephesus, this is coming out of Ephesians 4 and it's verse 26, and it says, be angry, yet do not sin. And that is a head scratcher for a lot of people because we have been told so many times, Eddie, by these prostitutes in the pulpit, these Schofield preachers, that anger is a sin. Anger is not a sin. Jesus Christ demonstrated anger. Apostle Paul himself extolled the Christian, if you're angry, be angry, but do not sin. And what we saw this week, Eddie, is a great example of Christendom being angry with righteous anger. People, anger isn't a sin. God made anger as an emotion for a reason. There is a time to be angry. And what I will challenge you, though, is don't be angry and sin. Don't have maliciousness in your heart. Don't go out and murder. That's the sin. Killing isn't murder. It's two different things. Righteous killing, righteous anger is a real thing. Being angry without sin, Eddie. Our people took to the streets in Dublin. I will compare it to these people that we see riot here in the United States in Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, or Chicago, Illinois, or wherever it is. Those people riot and they burn everything. They loot everything. Eddie, I watched the coverage from Dublin, and I didn't see one white Irish guy running down the sidewalk with a 75-inch TV with sneakers around his neck. You see, that would be sin. That would be anger with sin. They weren't thieving. They weren't robbing. They weren't destroying things that weren't at in play. They had a laser-like focus on the issue. They were seeking justice for their 10-year-old daughter, their 10-year-old sister, their 10-year-old cousin, their countryman. And they went and with like laser-like precision on the mission of justice, they took care of their business and they went home, Eddie. Dublin's not on fire.
They didn't loot places. They didn't steal places. They took care of the problem, and that is what I challenge our people. Don't be confused with these lawless racial strangers that are among us that sin with their anger. Their hearts are filled with sin because it's not filled with God's law. What I challenge you is channel your anger the way Jesus Christ, our Savior, showed us to. And when the government will not stand for you, you have to stand for yourself. And, Eddie, that's what I want to get through.
Well, you did a wonderful job. And I'd like to say this furthermore to back up what you said about so-called anger. People, all of you Bible scholars out there, if you remember, the reason Saul had the kingdom rent from him is because he didn't kill. He didn't go in this village. He didn't kill every last human. He didn't kill every last cow. He was told to go in and level this place, to don't leave anything alive. And people say, oh, that's so cruel. Well, go back to, are you going to hold yourself above God? Are you going to use your morals? You think your morals are more above God's? King David was famous for killing. That's what he made his reputation for. And God, King David was a man who was the apple of God's eye. God loved King David almost above anybody,
right,
all others. And you know what? David killed, they said Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his tens of thousands. And he killed these reprobate sons of bitches that were having sex with animals, that were feeding their own kids to the lions, that were sacrificing their own kids to Baal, burning them alive. That's why he killed them. And I'm going to tell you what, these damn Scofield-loving Israelites, wannabes in these so-called Baptist churches, I tell you one damn thing, if one of these niggas was to come and sodomize you or sodomize your little 10-year-old boy or rape your little girl, I would like to see you come out and start preaching this love crap then. And I'll say this right here. It reminds me, you said something a minute ago about the police in Ireland standing down. Well, what they need, that's what in Charlottesville, they did the same thing. I keep talking about Charlottesville, but in Charlottesville and probably in New Orleans and Pikeville, the cops would do the same thing, especially in Charlottesville. They stood aside, but they were taking orders from the communist woke government. The only time they lifted a finger, Will, is when one of our guys was beating the hell out of one of those communists. Then they would come in and with their billy sticks and take action then, but not before. But I'd like to go further on the solution. The Irish have given us the solution. And I said earlier, I don't know if we're on break or not, but they need to go one step further. And I don't want to preach to them because we're not in Ireland and we haven't lifted one finger here in this country to do anything near as great as what our Irish brothers have done. But one step further, they need to go to the government houses and they need to get rid of them sons of bitches one way or the other. They need to, they need to give them, you got 60 minutes. You got 30 minutes to pack your crap and get the hell out of here. These politicians that brought all those niggas in, and they're still aiding and abetting all this mass migration into Ireland. They need to get rid of them one way or the other. And any of the cops, any of the so-called policemen that stand in the way, they need to be told, like we should have told those people in Charlottesville, is your $40,000 a year job, is your $50,000 a year job, is it really worth another man sleeping with your wife 6 months from now? Is it worth making your wife a temporary widow? Because she's going to be sleeping with another John six months down the road. Is it worth leaving your kids an orphan? Are you willing to go that route? Are you willing to stick up and protect all these niggas that come in from all over the world and rape your kids and kill your people? If it's worth that, then we'll go ahead and plant your ass in the ground too. But we have to do that in this country. I've just asked Will during the break. I wonder if white men here in the United States of America, and especially here in the South, I wonder how many of us, including yours truly, how many of us have the will, have the Christian anger, the guts, the intestinal fortitude to get in the street and take care of this. We have to, you know what? But we have to do it. It will never be solved in this country or any other country if we don't go into these state houses and get rid of these people that have paid off with the damn Jews. You you know, 75%, 80% of all the politicians in this country, especially on the federal level, and then the governors too, are bought off by the state of Israel, by these damn Jews. But we have to do that. We have to run these sons of bitches out of this country one way or the other. And I say the other to me, but Will. But if I sound radical, too bad, so sad, by God. Go ahead, Will.
Let me tie this into Ireland again, because I can't believe it, but I'm looking at the clock, and we're going to be back at the bottom of the hour break here in a minute, Eddie. But something's going on in Ireland, folks, and we should be paying attention to it. Obviously, we're talking about what happened this week with these immigrants or whatever, but the prime minister of Ireland's a fellow by the name of Michael Higgins. And Michael Higgins is your typical Irish-looking guy. He looks like a little leprechaun or something. He's an older guy, but I'm going to tell you, he is a ball of fire. And back in September, Eddie, it was the middle part of September, I think it was September 18th, he told the world, in front of God and everybody, that he believed that the bastard state of Israel should be removed from the United Nations because they were nothing more than war criminals that were perpetuating genocide on the Palestinians. That is the Prime Minister of Ireland who stood before the United Nations and said they should be removed from this governing body because they're war criminals perpetuating genocide on a people. Now, you tell me what's going on in Ireland, Eddie.
Wow. And I want to comment on that when we come back. In fact, I'll go ahead and do it right now. Have a time. They need to be removed from the face of the earth, by God. They're nothing.
There you go.
They're the children of their father, the devil. That's scriptural. We'll talk more about that when we come back in the break, people. You got about 2 minutes. All right, folks.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to make one more little statement or two here before I go right back to Will. You know what? I was just telling Will during the break, you can't blame a rat for being a rat. That's all it can be is a rat, is a piece of garbage rat. You can't blame a maggot for being a maggot. You can't, you know, you can't blame a Jew for being of their father, the sons of the their sons of the devil, the sons of their father, the devil. That's what they are. They're of their father, the devil. And I do hate them. with the bottom of my heart, but the people I despise the most, I have no remorse, no mercy for the sons of bitches at all. These damn Judeo-Christians, I think they're the biggest race traitors, the biggest sellout, the biggest, not only sellout to their race, but a sellout to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can't tell me, don't come here with this crap that you're a Judeo-Christian, that you're a Christian. No, that you're just a whore. These big Christian churches here, I'll name Bellevue Baptist, but I'm not going to hit Bellevue too much more until I talk to their main minister over there. Once he turns me down and said that the USS Liberty sailors cannot speak, when I hear the final say-so, we're going to boycott them sons of bitches and their father, the devil. They're worse than the damn Jews because they should know better. And, you know, people have said one more thing. We need to pay attention to what our Irish brothers have done, and we need to do exactly what they've done. If we don't, we're going to lose. We're going to be killed out in this country. We're going to lose everything we have, and we have to go one further. Step further from with our Irish brothers. We have to go and clean out these damn political whorehouses, from starting from the governor's house, the state houses, the Senate of the United States, the United States Congress. We need to have a complete wholesale change. In fact, this government we have right now is totally obsolete. And I'm going to shut up because I don't want to run out of time if we bring Will back in here. Go ahead, Will. Hope it didn't take up too much time, brother.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm gonna speak fast, though. I'll be like my little daughter. My little daughter apologized to me one time and told me, Eddie, she said, Daddy, I'm sorry. She says, I know I talk too much, but I got all these words in my mouth and they got to come out. So that's what I'm gonna try to do right now, Eddie. You mentioned King David earlier, and I want to bring him back up because we are told that he was a man after God's own heart, and I don't know another example in Scripture where that is said of a human being. So King David was,
Will, I gotta say one thing
after God.
Let me say one thing. And I want to interrupt you more, and I'm gonna ask you, Will. What is the very first time we heard about King David in the Bible? What act did he perform to get to bring our attention to him in the Bible? Was it to preaching the gospel? Was it to shearing a lamb? What did he do?
Sir.
What did he do? Well, tell the people and continue on with your narrative.
No, he killed an enemy of God, Eddie, a giant, and he did it after he had already demonstrated that he could kill a bear and lions with his own hands. And when all of the weaklings, the men that were too afraid to go out and face the Philistine giant, the enemy of God, who was mocking God and God's law, King David took his slingshot and three polished stones and said, I'll go do it. And as a young man, I think he was about 13, 14 years old, faced down a giant, and he didn't give a damn who was behind him because he knew that God Almighty was, Eddie. And that is why we remember King David. And that is a great example to go into what I was going to say, because what King David tells us all, and I know I've shared this on the show before, but on what King Davis, it just tells us all in Psalm 144, where he praises God Almighty by saying, praise to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
Yes.
Christian men, listen to me. All through Scripture, there is no example, Eddie, of where the heroes, the hall of fame of the men in the Bible, they're not limp-wristed. They're not wearing skinny jeans. They're not drinking frappes and lattes and wearing horn-rimmed glasses. No. Eddie, they are killing the enemies of God. They are slewing the Philistines. They are turning over the tables just the way Jesus did, and willing to face the consequences for their action, because you see, Eddie, the men, our heroes of Scripture, knew there was a judgment far greater than that of man and the ones that were in power at the time, and that is the judgment of Almighty God in the hereafter. And what I would tell our men is, go read your Scripture. Don't listen to what the Schofield preacher says on Sunday morning, or what the Schofield devotionals that they pass on you, the Schofield podcast they want you to listen to. Read it with your own eyes and see if your brain will lie to yourself. What we're told all through Scripture is the imagery of Christian soldiers, of the sword of Christ being the Scripture, of wearing the armor, of being willing to do battle. There is no room in God's army for limp wristed men. That's how we got to where we are, Eddie. We are being called to be above
yes.
that. And you see what is happening in Dublin, Ireland, is those are our people who have been pushed to the point of falling over the edge, and they've drawn the line in the sand, and they've said no more. They have righteously stood up with the Almighty God's example of anger and said, we will protect our children. We will not allow this to happen. We are not going to stand idly by while our children are victimized and sodomized and raped by these filthy third world animals that have been allowed to invade our land. Eddie, there is coming a time, and what I want people to listen to me right now in the last few minutes of this first hour is you cannot sit on your hands and believe it will pass you by. It will not pass you by. Today it is a 10-year-old girl in Dublin. Tomorrow it will be your 10-year-old daughter or your 10-year-old son in Dublin, Georgia, or in Memphis, Tennessee, or in Houston, Texas. And Eddie, it is already happening all through this land because our men will not stand up. They are idle, bone idle to the core. They have ceased to be the men of Scripture, the men that are willing. I'm going to tell a very quick story, a very, very quick story. There was a story that Pastor Pete Peters used to tell about a small town in North Carolina, and two homosexual men moved into this little small town, and they open up a porn shop. This was back in the early 90s. And the people raise all manners of hell and say, we're not going to allow this happen. And the little Talmudic, bootlicking, Jew-loving city council and city manager, whatever, and said, well, we can't. There's no zoning against it. We got to allow it to happen. You know, it would be discrimination if we told them no. So they set up shop. And you know what, Eddie? Less than a month later, the shop burned to the ground.
Well, I'll tell you what,
because
I'm shocked
that's what
and appalled.
Our people used to. Yeah. Our people used to be, and you mentioned it earlier, Eddie, and I know I'm running off the mouth, but we hear all the
time
about Ulster Scots, you know, the Scotch-Irish that settled the Southeast from Virginia on all down to Florida. My people were Scotch-Irish that came to this country. Well, folks, Scotch-Irish, that was the Ulster Scots. That was people from Scotland, Wales, Ireland. Those are the people. If you look at the Virginians who created this country, people like Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, Benjamin Rush. If you don't know who Dr. Benjamin Rush is, look up that guy. Those people were Virginians of Scottish and Irish stock. They were good Presbyterians that came to this country, and they had the law of Almighty God written on their heart, and this country was formed in a certain way. And Eddie, it wasn't formed for Tunisians. It wasn't formed for El Salvadorians. It wasn't formed for Nicaraguans. It wasn't formed for Sikh Indians wearing turbans on their head. It was formed for our people. Our laws don't apply to them because it's not written on their heart. They are incapable of following our law. Call me a racist, call me whatever you want, but folks, it is the truth. You can't get a turtle to act like a scorpion. It is against nature's God and natural law. Our people knew that. Our law is for us, and we have got to take the scales off of our eyes and realize what has happened is this Talmudic, this dirty Jew influence that has changed our country has brought this on us. You cannot sit on your hands and think that the violence will pass you by. It is coming. I don't want it to happen, but it is coming. You look at South Africa, you look at Spain, you look at Ireland, you look at the mainland, France, Poland, Germany. It is there, Eddie.
Yes.
They've done it on purpose. It is warfare against Christendom, against the white Christian people of this world. They have surrounded us with racial strangers. And if we are so stupid to believe that we will just kumbaya and live in a rainbow nation, you look at South Africa. You look at that rainbow nation. You look at those people that are the Afrikaners that are fleeing that country 30 years after they were taken over because they are being killed on their farms en masse. That is coming to mainland America. If our people do not stand up and say no more, the most powerful word in the English language is N-O. It doesn't cost you anything. You put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and say no. We have got to get to the point of where we say no, we will not allow this to happen. And when the bastards push it on us, we have to be willing to back it up. That's what I think, Eddie.
I'm going to repeat what Marjorie Taylor Greene right quickly said. Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about how she cannot deal with these people, these leftists, these Satanists. She said, and I quote, there is nothing left to talk about. They want us dead. Millions on the left celebrate Charlie Kirk's death. We have no common ground with them. We cannot deal with them. We cannot reason with them. They are vile. They want their way, and if they don't get it, they are willing to kill us, and they are saying they want to kill us. They say that babies are parasites. They say that we need to open our white borders. She didn't say white. I added white. She says that parental rights need to go. She needed to groom kids to not know what sex they are. She said you can go item by item with them on any bill, and she said they will not agree with you. They will fight you to the ground. She said they are reprobate. And I've run out of time. I want to cover some more stuff with that. But, Will, thank you so much, brother, for coming on. Thank you so much, Red River Radio family. Well, we have to transition now to the second hour. We're picking up my little sister, Monica Braveheart Schaefer, and Paul Fromm are going to come on. Third hour is going to be Jason Robb. So be right back, folks. It's going to be about 4.5-minute break, so you got plenty of time to get you some coffee or something. Be right back, folks.